All right. Good morning. Glad to be here with you this morning. I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We just ask your blessing upon us this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be together. Fill us with your Spirit and give us wisdom, Lord. Again, we thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right. I want to open our Bibles to John chapter 14. John chapter 14 began in verse 1. It says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you will know the way where I am going." I want to just stop right there for just a minute. First verse talks about, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. The root of peace is trust. You know, a lot of times we get all concerned and get all worried about where we're at or what we're doing. And it's so easy for us to get distracted. But Jesus tells us, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. The heart of our rest and our heart of our faith is a trust in the Lord. The only way that we can trust in the Lord is when we actually believe Him. If we're doing what we're supposed to do, sometimes we get in our head, well, I need to be doing this, or I need to be doing that, or maybe I shouldn't do this, or maybe I shouldn't do that. Trust in the Lord. Don't let your heart be troubled with things that you cannot control. It's so easy for us to get distracted by things that are out of our control. And we worry about them and we try to fix them and we try to do something about something we can't control. And that brings unrest to us because we seem like we're failing because we're not able to do something that we really can't control in the first place. So that brings about an unrest. One of the boys mentioned to be content or that the psalm that said that, what was the 23rd psalm? What did he say? Yeah, and I shall not want. That whenever we don't want, whenever we're trusting in the Lord, we don't have to worry about all those things we can't control. We can leave them in His hands. So many times we're so distracted by things that are completely out of our control. And what I want you to think about it this morning is reality. Being what you are, right where you are. Now there's times We have to make decisions. Then it's all right to spend a little time trying to figure out what we actually need to do. But the majority of the time, all we have to do is to do what is right in front of us and trust in the Lord. If He wants us to do something different, He will show us. He will guide us if we're in a place of rest. If we're in a place where it's the thing that we do that trusts in the Lord. We spend so much time worrying about, one of the boys mentioned worrying about the future. Do you know how you plan your future the best? The best way to plan your future is to live today, trusting in the Lord. Whenever we spend all our time preparing about what's in the future, we often miss what we should be doing today that would be building the foundation for our future. Do you understand that? Do you understand what I mean? We're worried about our future, and so we're so carried away with our future that we miss the little step that God has for us today. And oftentimes that is just simply trusting and doing what He wants us to do today. If we fail that step, it's like missing something in a recipe. How many times have people have planned on making something and they cook it and everything looks fine, but then they taste it and they think, oh no, I forgot to put in baking soda. Just some little thing that they forgot to put in whatever they were cooking. And it just ruined the whole thing. They were maybe worried about how it was going to turn out when they put the little curlicue on the icing or something. And they're all worried about somehow how it's going to finish. But in their worry about that, they didn't take care of what they were doing right in front of them. And it turned out that it messed up the whole thing. You can apply that to anything in your life. Putting something together. Get so worried about how it's going to finish that you forgot to put something in place that needed to be in place. So that if it was an engine, you get ready to start it and it won't start. Oh, it looks good. You got that finishing touch right on there. It's a building or something else, and you just get ready to push the button and then it don't work. Because you missed something. So worried about finishing or the future that you just didn't take care to have the foundation laid to get you there. That's what worry does. Worrying about the future. If you're worried about the future, you probably have a good reason to worry about the future. Because you're not building the foundation today that will get you through the future. That's why Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. God has this whole thing in His hands. He didn't just leave you here all by yourself to figure everything out and to figure the future out. He has it in His plan. And you know how you follow His plan? Is you do what you need to do today. Sometimes we think, oh, I've messed up. I've just made a big mistake. And we try to think, well, now how am I going to do God's plan? How you do God's plan is live in where you are today. Quit worrying about the past. Quit worrying about the future. You have a responsibility right now. for you to do today. We get so upset and get so worried, and all that worry does is just put stumbling blocks in our future so that we'll have more and more and more of them. But you trust in the Lord. Don't let your heart be troubled. Now, if there's something you've actually done wrong, go back and fix it. If there's something you're doing wrong, you can't have peace like that. Quit it. Fix it. The Lord came to bring us to be at one with God. To be at one with God right now. Not in the future. Not in our past. We don't have to worry about that. But He came so that we would be one with the Father. Let's read on here. Thomas said to Him, "Lord, we do not know where You're going. How do we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Me. If you had known Me, you would have known My Father also. From now on you know Him and have seen Him." Philip said to Him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." See the worry here? Jesus said to him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know Me, Philip? He who has seen Me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in Me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on My own initiative, but the Father abiding in Me does His works. Believe Me that I am in the Father and the Father in Me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves." A lot of people take this that now that I've got a mental understanding that Jesus had come in the flesh, and we just believe that who He is, or we believe that His miracles, that He did them, that means that's what faith is. A lot of people are trusting that, yeah, I believe that Jesus is the Lord, and so that's why I'm saved, or that's why I know that I'm going to heaven. Let's read on. He's talking about people who have troubled or are their hearts are troubled. Then he says, "Whatever you ask in My name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask Me anything in My name, I will do it." Then he says in verse 15, "If you love Me, you will keep My commandments." If you love Me, you will keep My commandments. I'm going to read on. "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him or know Him. But you know Him, because He abides with you and will be with you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see Me, but you will see Me. Because I live, you will live also. In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in Me, and I in you. He who has My commandments and keeps them is the one who loves Me. And he who loves Me will be loved by My Father, and I will love him and will disclose Myself to him." Here is where we can find rest and comfort. Jesus tells us about His Spirit and how we can know that we have His Spirit and how it abides in us. Even though sometimes we're tempted to feel like orphans, even though sometimes we feel like we're out there, but in our hearts, we know. His Spirit is telling us what we know. The reality that we need to be in right now. Sometimes we let our minds run off. We let our minds get into troubling things. Thinking about the future. Oh no. And we miss reality. We build these big giants in our mind of things in the future, or things that we have no control over. But the Spirit is the Spirit of truth. God is the God of reality, of what's going on right now, not what we've imagined in our mind. The key to resting in the Father and the Son is living in what is real. Not just what's all been stirred up, what's all been imagined, been created, been falsified, been just... It's so easy for us just to get all stirred up about something. Sometimes it's even a good thing to get all stirred up about it. We get all anxious and we feel like, I got to do something. But the reality is, most of that is just all pretend. It's all just fluff. Get back to what the very reality of things are. And live in that reality. Things will be hard enough when things are bad. But the way you find strength to go through things that are bad is know how to sort out the things that are just all in our imagination. See, that's what the Spirit of God does. It brings peace and it brings rest because it keeps us in what is really real. Not all the storms that are blowing by, the lightning, the thunder, the wind blowing. All around us. You know, people get scared in storms because they hear thunder. Because they see lightning. But in reality, they're sitting in their house and they're looking out the window. What's reality there? All those things are going on, but in reality, things are just pretty calm right here. I can see something out there, but right where I'm at, it's safe. There's safety right where I'm at, actually, right now. And I can get all, because I hear thunder shaking the building. I can see things blowing in the wind. But all that fear and all that is not really where I'm at right now. I mean, okay, sometimes we might see a tornado, so we go to the closet and we are sitting in there. Well, until I'm lifted up and being tossed all about going through the sky or whatever, what's really happening to me? If I'm just sitting in a closet, all around me, the world may be going crazy, but right here I am. And for the very moment, I'm safe. You see what I'm talking about reality? It could be dangerous all around us. And there could be danger that hits. But until it does, it's not really reality. It's just what I think might happen. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Whenever we're hearing the Lord, walking, trusting in the Lord, doing His will, we have a responsibility not to be troubled. Trust in Him. The way we find rest, you know, there's people all the time just wondering whether they're saved or not. They're so concerned about whether they're right with God that when the opportunity comes for them just to be what they're supposed to be right now, they miss it. And that brings more trouble. Whenever we see something that we're out of line with God, and we see through the Bible that we need to change those things, when we change those things is when we have peace. That's where we have rest. When we're troubled, worried about many things, that's because there's something usually wrong. I will ask the Father, in verse 16, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him or know Him. But you know Him, because He abides in you and will be with you. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. These are His promises. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. God is trying to get us at one with Him. That's what Jesus came to do. At one with Him. And you know, to be at one with Him is not to be wishing everything would be different that you're going through. Being at one with Him is being able to rest in whatever is going on. There's storms in the world. Do you believe God is in the storm? Do you believe He's in control of the storm? To be at one with Him is to realize that He is in control of the storm. To be at one with Him is to rest with Him right through the storm. I used to tell my children, when they were little, they would be worried about a storm, and I would tell them, I would rather be in the Lord's will in the middle of a tornado than sitting on some nice, calm beach somewhere out of the Lord's will. You're safer. Right in the middle of being at one with God in the most biggest calamity that the world's ever seen. There's only one safe place to be. And that's to be at one with God. Being frantic, it's hard to be one with God. Verse 21 says, He who keeps my commandments, he who has my commandments and keeps them, is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and disclose myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what then has happened that you are going to disclose yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. So many people say that they love God and just ignore his word. Jesus said, if you love me, you will hear my words. I'm not talking about just a legalistic, oh, it says this, I'm going to do it. It means listening. Very few people actually want to hear God. They don't want to hear from him. He scares them. They don't want to hear from him. He might ask them to do something they don't want to do. That's not love. To love God is to trust him. How many times we've talked about the Lord's will. How difficult it is for us just to say, honestly, thy will be done. And then rest in that. That whatever happens to you after this is the Lord's will. How much peace we often forfeit because we're just not willing just to say, Lord, here's my life. Take it. Do with me whatever you want. You can have it. Then we can rest. Sometimes the storm sends pain. Sometimes it sends problems. But we can still rest in it. Even through tears. Even through whatever happens to us. Being at one with God is having your will, willing to do his will, whether we like it or not. There's a lot of things in my life that I would like to see different. That's where, just like even Jesus said, Lord, take this cup from me. Jesus, praying to the Father, saying, Lord, I don't want to go through this. Looking at the cup that was in front of him, what he was going to have to go through, the cup that he was going to have to drink. He said, I don't want to do it, Lord. Take it from me, please. But the point of salvation, for all of us is the same point of salvation for us individually. Jesus' point of salvation for all of us was, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. That was the point of salvation for every one of us, universally. Now, individually, It's the point of salvation for us, each one. You know, to believe the facts about Jesus, many will say, Lord, Lord. Many will say, Lord, Lord, and Jesus will say, depart from me, because I never knew you. Yet, Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll have faith in God. That's where real faith is. That's why I say it's the key to your salvation. It was the key to the universal salvation. Jesus saying, not my will, but thine be done. And it's the key to my salvation and your salvation. We can believe all the facts and still never trust in the Lord. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe God. Believe also in me. May the Lord add his blessings.
Lord, to God, what angels bless thee. May the mortal sing thy name. Lord, bless us, angels. Thou art every creature seen. Lord of every land and nation. Ancient of eternal days, sounding through.
Yeah.